Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what curious freedom can look like. Hello and welcome to Curious Freedom with Kirsty Farugia and Friends podcast. Today it is just me in your ear, so I would love to hear from you about how you're finding the podcast. Send me an email at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au for your podcast requests and any feedback that you have. I would love to hear it. So today I am getting curious about the places things go to hide. So this was inspired by my daughter losing her water bottle this week. We could not find it. We looked everywhere in a house. Dear listener, if you have listened for a while, you may know that our house is quite minimal and it's quite neat and tidy nearly all the time. So when things go missing, or when things are out of place, I should say, they're usually quite easy to find because we can spot them really easily because they look out of place in a room that they may have been left. But we could not find this water bottle. We didn't really look for it too hard because it's my daughter's and it's her bottle to find. So she just used cups of water instead and we just let her keep looking for it. She wasn't really anxious about it or going looking for it herself. She was just every now and again would pop up and go, "I can't find my water bottle." And I was in my son's room. I think we were pulling apart his bed. He has a bunk bed and we pulled it apart to get him just down to a single bed because he's growing and lots of reasons. And I was putting something away in the side of his cupboard that we don't normally go to. And guess where I found her water bottle? It was on a shelf on the side of his wardrobe that we don't normally go to. So why was her water bottle in his room anyway? Like, it was such a random spot to find it. So it got me thinking about all the places in our homes where things go to hide. Now, they could be lost items like this water bottle and finding them in random places. Or it could be forgotten items that you didn't even remember you had, or you just didn't remember it, forgotten items. So here's a list of some of the places that things go to hide. Top of cupboards. So I'm thinking about the top of the cupboards where the shelves are too high to reach every day, and you may have used them when you first moved in, but maybe now that you've decluttered a little bit, you don't need as much stuff up there, but stuff is still up there hiding away from you. Another place is the back of cupboards. So this could look like the back of your pantry, the back of your kitchen cupboards, or just back of cupboards anywhere. I've got a beautiful friend who I've mentioned before who is on this big decluttering journey, and she's posting her stuff every day of what she's decluttered. And as I said in the episode, I think it was last week, where she's just taking a couple of minutes a day to go through all of her house and randomly choosing a spot to declutter. And I've been so amazed at how many cupboards she has decluttered and how much interesting stuff she has found at the back of cupboards. Under sinks is another place. So your bathroom, your laundry, your kitchen, and we've got episodes on all of those, so I'll put them in the show notes. But do you ever find things at the back of the cupboards. My husband works for Honey Insurance and they provide sensors. This is not a plug for them, but kind of it is. They have sensors that you can put in wet areas, and we have got one in our bathroom cupboards under the sink, and they're smart devices. So they'll, you know, send a message to your phone if they detect a leak, so you can do something about it really quickly. A couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago now, he sent me a message going, please check under our ensuite bathroom sink because the sensor's telling me that it's wet under there. So I went in there and sure enough, it was wet. It wasn't leaking, like it wasn't pouring water, but it was leaking, and I cleared the stuff out of there. It's times like those that you discover what's hiding at the back of cupboards. So that's some places that things go to hide. Another place, which is kind of a little bit like I was saying before, is rarely used cupboards. I remember going into a client's home and we ended up decluttering completely the whole storage, the whole cupboard, because when we went through and decluttered this space, it was filled with stuff that had gone there to hide. They never used it. They never, like, no product in there. None of their stuff in this cupboard was needed to find another home. It all just went. And so we were managed to be able to let go of the whole cupboard. Another place that things go to hide is car door pockets, and particularly in the back seat with the kids, if you have them, and the boot. And the glove box or the center console, if you have it. Cars are notorious places where we just, you know, shove things because we're using them at the time, but we don't use them when we're driving my son to cricket practice. He leaves his water bottle in the car all the time because he'll get in and he'll put the water bottle there and then he'll forget to bring it out of the car when we get out of the car when we get home. And so often when we think about losing things, when he often complains about, I don't know where my water bottle is, we'll always tell him to go and check the car. But those pockets can be the places that you find the most random odd things. Another place to look and to maybe go through is your spare room. We have an episode called Junk Room solely dedicated to the spare room of your house because that is often things go to hide there. And as we say in that episode, it's where things go to die. Top of the fridge is notorious for holding old utility notices, old school notes, old photos from the fridge door that you've taken down but you actually haven't returned to where you want it to live long term. And magnets, you know, those magnets that always drop off and they're clearly not strong enough or not magnetic enough anymore. And so often we shop them up on top of the fridge. Our kids' rooms. I have a daughter who loves to borrow things without asking me. And so I'll often go into her room and I'm like, what is this doing in here? So kids' rooms are a place where things go to hide, and kids' toy storage, wherever they have their storage, wherever you store your kids' toys, if you have kids, they can be a place where things go to hide. And that can include dried up food, and it can definitely include your jewelry or anything that they may have used as dress ups, your wallet, your phone, maybe even your passport. Under the bed is another place where things go to hide. These can be food wrappers if you've got teenagers or kids. It also can be the place that the things that have decided that they no longer want to live on your bedside table anymore, they may choose to now live under your bed for a variety of reasons. So under the bed is another place that things go to hide. Your bedside drawers. I often find that bedside drawers, it's usually not the place where things go to hide if it's used regularly, like if it's got your undies or your socks in it. But if it's just a junk drawer, then that can definitely be a place that things go to hide. And the same with any other drawer in your house that doesn't have a purpose or is in a high traffic area. Like if you've got drawers in your entrance, if you've got a table in your entrance, if you've got a coffee table with drawers, if you've got an entertainment unit, it, which was anywhere that there's a high use of flat surfaces around, and then you want to clean up that flat surfaces, or people are coming around or whatever, you're wanting to put food down on the coffee table or your cup of tea on the coffee table and it's so full, sometimes you might open up the drawer and just swipe everything into that drawer, and that is often a place where things go to hide.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
So let's talk about why you would want to declutter the places that things go to hide in. Well, obviously, it can be to find those lost items. Maybe it is that you're missing those water bottles and you want to go clear out the car door pocket to see if it's there, or clear out the boot, or look on top of the fridge for a photo that you've been missing. So you want to declutter them because you might want to find the lost items. Most of the time in these places that you find things that are forgotten items, it's so cathartic to declutter it because you're not actually using it. You didn't miss it. If you'd missed it, then it would be a lost item. But often the things that you find here are forgotten items. So another reason you might want to declutter these places is to close down that tab in your mind. And sometimes you can be completely unaware that you actually had a tab open. Like when you're going through the declutter journey and you're like really gung-ho and you're super excited and you're going through all the big major spaces of your home, you might have in your head a plan and an idea and you're like, yep, and one day I might get up into those top cupboards, or like my friend is doing at the moment, she's doing all these random spots in her home and cupboards and drawers that she hasn't gone through in a while. So she is finding a lot of forgotten items, but it's also helping her to close that tab down in her mind that actually I probably don't need to go to this drawer again for another 6 months or even longer. Totally up to her. The reason that you might want to declutter these spaces is because it creates space. It creates the physical space, and you might not have to buy a new storage system that you were looking at. Like you may not need a new hall table because you need bigger drawers, because you might declutter the drawers and find that the drawers that you've got for the purpose that you want to use them for are absolutely sufficient. It could be like a client and a friend of mine who, as I said before, got rid of an entire storage unit cupboard because she no longer needed it. And that happens with so many of our clients. When we come in and declutter spaces, they're able to let go of a whole lot of furniture often because it's holding stuff that they'd forgotten, and we can often find a place to rehome the things that they do want to keep. It also creates space in your head. Like I said, you're finishing the decluttering job, not because you have to, but because you want it. You want to. You want to close that tab and because you want to do the decluttering. And it creates time because it's done. Like as my friend is doing at the moment, she's going through her whole house and she's only going to do that every year or every 6 months, like the whole house, every drawer, every cupboard, every tiny space. So the time is saved. Another reason you might want to declutter these spaces is because it's much easier to clean when you've cleared out a cupboard or you've cleared out under the bed or, you know, in the kids' toy room when you've decluttered the toy boxes, it's much easier to clean and pack up and put away the stuff because you know where everything belongs. But it's also easier to actually do the housework cleaning. Like imagine how much easier it is to vacuum under your bed or at least, you know, as far as your vacuum cleaner can get under your bed, knowing that you're not going to suck up something like an earbud or something that has fallen off your table and you totally forgot about it. Another reason is that there may be a better place to store these items if you do want to keep them. So obviously we're here talking about decluttering, but every time you declutter and everything that you touch in your home, it's a great opportunity to decide whether or not you want to keep it or whether or not it's not serving you anymore. So is there a better place in your home to store the items that you do want to keep? Because maybe where they were hidden isn't actually the best place because you forgot that they were there entirely. So yes, when you forget that you even had an item, then that's a really good opportunity to decide whether or not you want to keep it. Sometimes you forget that you had an item and you definitely do want to keep it, but that place that it was hidden in may not be the best place for you. So, you know, you might find an old photo on top of the fridge, but you actually do want to keep that photo. And so does it need to go back on the fridge rather than on top of the fridge? Or does it need to go in a photo album or in a photo box where all the rest of the photos that you have are kept? It also helps you to be intentional about purchases, like all good decluttering, because you discover things that you had forgotten about. So the next thing that you buy, you might be thinking, is this going to go the way of that last item? And just because a cupboard is clear and empty and you've got white space in that cupboard does not mean that you need to fill it. This friend of mine who's going through the decluttering process, I'm so curious and I've been meaning to ask her, and maybe she's listening to this podcast so she can hear my question now, is there a way to consolidate all of those cupboards that she's been going through or some of the items in those cupboards to then get rid of that item like I've been talking about? Like, is there a storage solution that you no longer need anymore because you've decluttered most of what's in there? And could those items then be rehomed somewhere else? But it's also just really good to be thinking about being intentional in your purchases, because is this going into that white space that I created and do I actually need it? And just that you do not need to fill up all the white space in your home. It's okay to have empty cupboards. And as I said, maybe you could consolidate and get rid of the thing entirely. Another reason that you would want to declutter these hidden spaces is to be more intentional about letting things go. So when they're relegated to the top cupboard, to the back of a cupboard, could you just be thinking about letting it go entirely instead of holding onto it just in case? Again, like my friend, there's things she's decluttered, but other times when, for instance, we've got clients at the moment who are unpacking, who have moved homes and they're unpacking into their new home. But is there a reason that they're putting things up in that high cupboard or in that cupboard that can't be reached very often? And if that's the case, if they're choosing to put it up in that high cupboard or an awkward cupboard, do they even need it? Is it an item that they could borrow from a neighbor or borrow from a friend or family instead of keeping it? So it's a great opportunity to think about those hidden spaces and whether or not you could let things go instead, especially when you're thinking about putting something up there. Like a couple of months ago, we rearranged the kitchen a little bit because we just recently got a pool. And so we've got some plastic crockery so that we can eat by the pool and eat outdoors. And so the kitchen needed a rejig. And then there was things that went to a back of a cupboard and I questioned whether or not we even needed those items because they were put towards the back of a cupboard, which was super awkward to get to. And do we even need them? Other people in my house decided that yes, we do. And that's okay. That's why living in community is so much fun sometimes. So what are some things that you might find in these hidden places? Well, as I said before, there's the lost items, but it can be forgotten items as well. And it could be stuff that you can easily declutter because you haven't seen them. It could be the lost item, like, oh my gosh, that's where that passport is, or that's where that ring is, or that's where those clip-on earrings are because my daughter was using them in her dress-ups. And obviously, it can be those out-of-date products, particularly in the kitchen, the laundry, and the bathroom. As I said before, with my bathroom, like when I went in and cleared it all out to clean up the water, there was definitely an opportunity to find things that are no longer needed because they had lived at the back of that cupboard for too long. You might also find the reason for that strange odor that you've been smelling. You might find things and question whether or not this even belongs to me. Like, I don't even remember this product, and nobody else in this home remembers that product. Well, that's a really easy decision, because if you don't even remember that it belongs to you, it's probably time that you can let it go. And as I keep mentioning throughout this episode, you might find that you don't even need the storage space that you were keeping that thing in. So great opportunity for you to reassess all the storage solutions that you have in your home. Yeah, so today it's a quick, short episode, and I just wanted to encourage you to get curious about your home and if there's space that you could get in and declutter this week. So could you get into your under sinks? Could you go to a tall cupboard that you haven't looked in for a while? Could you, dare I say, go into the spare room and look at the things that you've been hiding away in there? It could be really quick, and you could just go around and look at all of your car door pockets and just clear that out and see if you can find any treasures in there. Or it could be your bedside table. So have a look, think about what it is in your home, and are you looking for lost items, or are you going to find some forgotten items that you can quickly and easily declutter this week? I would love you all to come over to our Facebook community group. It's called Curious Freedom Community, and I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can find us there. But we would love, love, love for you to come over there and share your stories about the places things go to hide in your home, or the lost items that you found, or the crazy forgotten things that you've found. So head over to Facebook if you're there, and otherwise just follow me along on other socials that you might be on. Also, have a look at the show notes, because I will link to other episodes that I've mentioned today so that you can go and listen to those specific areas if they sparked your curiosity today. So, curious ones, thank you so much for joining me this week. Reminder again to hit me up with any feedback that you have for the podcast. I love hearing from you, and I love to hear what you think and if you've got any suggestions for me. So, until next week, curious ones, have a wonderful week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.